This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we're going to have a new sheriff in town in terms of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, and she's already making the rounds, and she's got a plan. And she is going to recruit nursing students, medical students, military personnel, all hands on deck to get us vaccinated. Thus far, I believe we've vaccinated under 15 million Americans since December 14th. So it's been over a month, and we got about 14.5 million Americans vaccinated. I don't think that's that bad. So, well done to everybody who's been busting their butts, considering we didn't have the military as promised to help administer the vaccines, and the healthcare workers who were already battling the pandemic and cold season and flu season and pneumonia season had to stop everything and start vaccinating their coworkers. So I think we've done a pretty good job. We just need to do a little better. And so there's been some concern that the new Biden administration is going to recruit people that are not completely certified. And I'm going to tell you right now, medical students, they're awesome. Nursing students, awesome. Retired military, retired medical personnel, they're fine. I mean, to administer a vaccine, and then just in case they have to administer EpiPen or some sort of emergent care, you know, the average medical student who I am assuming they're going to use are the ones who have already been trained in that. They've already had their ACLS, their advanced cardiac life support. They've already had their basic life support. They've already had training on that. Same thing with nursing students. And so I notice a lot of the students are actually more equipped to do it than some of the retirees that haven't been out for a while, you know, and now they're going, okay, yeah, wait a second. I kind of grabbed meat and I, you know. So I'm confident about medical students. And, you know, people always ask me, you know, when they, you know, have a medical student take care of them in a doctor's office setting or in a hospital setting, you know, what are their risks? Personally, and I've said this before, I think the medical student enhances greatly the medical experience because, you know, they can't dink around. They have to be on their game. They're also very well read. They've read the latest and they've read they've gotten out of that immersion of books. And so, whereas some of us older folk are like, yeah, you know, it's fine. We'll just, you know, do it the way we've done it for 20, 30 years. The medical students are using the most up-to-date information. Now, mind you, the medical students, you know, need to make sure they're trained. Obviously, those that know how to give the vaccine, I'm sure, you know, many medical students. I noticed the schools are different. There are some schools that have really babied their students throughout the COVID pandemic, and there's other schools that are like, guys, this is the time to learn. Get out there. So I'm not sure which schools are going to be from where the majority of the medical students are from, but my guess is in each area to help augment and accelerate the process, they're going to be hitting up the nursing schools and the medical schools. And, you know, I don't run a medical school, you know, maybe one day, right? I don't know, and all the midst of things I think I want to do. I don't know if I want to run a medical school, but I would like to advise some of the medical schools on, you know, students, you know, everybody's afraid that students are going to sue. Everybody's afraid the students are going to, you know, go after the school or whatever. And many students throughout this whole COVID pandemic was like, okay, let me get out there. Let me help. And so I really commend Dr. Walensky for actually utilizing our future doctors who want to be there on the front lines, who want to help, who have the energy, who have the youth, right, who have the will, who have the passion. You know, we have a lot of fatigued healthcare workers out there, and I spoke about how we have a dearth of healthcare providers in this nation. We have a dearth of hospital beds. We don't have enough hospital beds. We don't have enough doctors. We don't have enough nurses. We don't have enough respiratory therapists. We don't have enough ventilators. We don't have enough supplies. And so, you know, to have this, shall we say, old adage of, all right, the only person that gets to be there with the patient has had to have all their certification and their board training and passing their tests. I don't think that works in the midst of a pandemic. And we're seeing that with the process of vaccination. Now, why? Why are people reluctant to allow students and allow retirees and people that might not be currently board certified? Again, they're worried about lawsuits. They're worried somebody's going to get a reaction or something's going to happen and they're going to sue. And mind you, you know, people do have a right to sue if, you know, they're being told that they can't open up their business or they can't travel or they can't whatever without getting the shot. If they get a reaction to it, I see why they're mad. But there's going to be all these protections in place for the pharmaceutical company. So let there be protections in place for the medical schools and for the nursing schools. All right? No one's going to sue. You know, if a student wants to get involved and wants to, you know, work on the front line with COVID, let them. It kind of blows my mind because when I was a medical student, I was exposed to tuberculosis. I was exposed to flesh-eating bacteria. I was exposed to methicillin-resistant staph. I was exposed to HIV. I was exposed to syphilis. I was exposed to all these deadly organisms. And, I mean, COVID wasn't around then, but we did have deadly cold and flu season. And my job as a medical student was to get my butt in there and help. If I, as a medical student, said, no, you know what, I don't think I want to get exposed, I would have gotten kicked out of medical school. I mean, so the average student is not sitting there going, I'll pass. The average medical student, to get into medical school, has already dedicated and committed putting other people's health first before their own. We want them protected, but I don't understand why there's been a, you know, hesitancy to not utilize some of the most, you know, bright, passionate, energetic, and ready providers that are ready to be out there. So, you know, for those people that are concerned, oh, you know, I'm going to be taken care of by a medical student or by a nursing student, you know, listen, yeah, you know, for your doctor to have been as good as they are with you, they were a student once. And it took patients like you that allowed us to train. You know, the first person I did a pap smear on, I mean, you know, obviously probably didn't like it. But thank God that person let me do it because then I could do the gynecology that I've done and catch cervical cancer and endometrial cancer and all that other stuff. So, yeah, I think it's a good move. I love medical students. Don't go away, guys. 1-877-DOC-ELLIS. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you had postponed your travel. I did. You know, with COVID, I had a couple flights. Things got canceled, whether it was a convention, whether it was a trip to see family. So trips got canceled. And so some of you had been able to take advantage of some real, real good deals that were being offered in the spring of 2021. So in 2020, when you had to put off your cruise or put off the trip abroad or, you know, I don't know, going down to Mexico. And, you know, maybe you got money for your flight. Maybe you got travel vouchers. But because most of the airlines didn't refund the flight and gave you vouchers, you bought a new flight. And you said to yourself last year, you know what? By the spring, we'll have the vaccine. we'll be able to go out of the country then. The rates are cheap. Not many people are going to be traveling. This is a good idea. So I'm hearing that many of you have out-of-country travel. Well, that was all fine and dandy until the United States government, I believe, I'm not exactly sure which department is responsible for this, but had said, look, guys, if you do want to come back to the United States, whether you're our citizens or not, you need to get a COVID test. So, you know, us medical providers are like, okay, well, yeah, it makes sense. You know, we have the UK variant, we have a Brazilian variant, and this Brazilian variant has been detected in Japan. There's a South African variant of COVID. We're worried that the UK variant in America is going to be so widespread and more contagious that we really don't want any more variants, even though in the U.S. we're making our own. We made one in Texas. We made one in California. There's one in Ohio. So we're making our own COVID, right? Made in America. That's kind of what, you know, we've been all about lately. So we're making our own variants. But right now, our Department of Homeland Security or whoever, again, I need to just reconfirm. Yeah, transportation, it doesn't say. But anyway, sorry, guys. The point I'm trying to make is, for if you want to come back home, and then, you know, see your pets, see your family, you're going to have a negative COVID test to come back home. Sounds simple. Right? But where are you going to be? So one trip that my husband had put off is he wanted to go Caribbean island hopping where he and his buddy and all of us, we have a sailboat. And we have a sailboat, and they could man the boat. And then we island hop, and we scuba dive, and we snorkel, and we visit the islands, and then we do that for about a week or so, and then come back to America. So I asked my husband the other day, I go, where do we get our COVID test then? What are you talking about? Well, we're going to have to get a COVID test before we come back. No, we'll be vaccinated by then, as long as you're vaccinated. No. Just because you've had the COVID vaccine doesn't mean this new travel law after January 26 means you'll be able to come back. Oh, actually, this is the CDC. So the CDC announced a new requirement that you have to show proof of a negative COVID test. And I don't believe it's a COVID test that you could do on your own and go, you see, it says negative. Now, this has to be proof that you're COVID negative. So if you are traveling to a place that might be short on COVID tests, you're going to have to wait to get a COVID test. Some of you are concerned about the false positives and the false negatives. Now, I see more false negatives than false positives. I'm not seeing that many people that have absolutely no symptoms and then, you know, oh, they had a false positive. But then again, people could be asymptomatic for COVID. So maybe it's a true positive. But if you're going to be in a foreign country and they might not have the tests that are the brand that we're using here in America, and their brand might be, you know, some made-up brand. You know, people are going to be making money on this. Do you trust those? So what happens if you show a positive for a test? How many days will you be positive for? You can be positive for a few days. You can be positive for a few months. So if you're out of the country, and you're waiting to get the cats and dogs out of the kennel, you're waiting to see your family members, and you are in a foreign country, and you keep showing a positive, you're not going to be allowed back in America. So now you're going to have to find alternative housing. You're going to have to find a place to stay. Now, some countries have places where you can quarantine for free, but some of you guys are showing up positive for the test for weeks. Now, I don't want to scare you. If you're negative with your COVID test, you get to hop on a plane to America. You get to land in America. Then you have to do a quarantine, and then you have to retest, I believe, anywhere from 3 to 7 days later. But my worry is if you're going to be out of the country and you can't get a test because there's not a lot, or you get a test and it's halfway, and you're, let's say, with a family of four. I mean, if we go with our friends, it's going to be seven of us. What if one of us comes up positive for COVID? Well, we're not leaving anybody behind. So now we're all staying. So these are some things you need to kind of think about. And I don't want to limit travel. We really do need to, you know, we really want to get our travel industry back up. I live in Vegas. We definitely want tourism and conventions to come back. And we want COVID controlled. And we don't want our hospitals overwhelmed. But we would love to see our beautiful, vibrant city hopping again. But before you guys take that cruise or before you jump on a plane, after January 26th, realize that you might not be able to come back into your country. And it doesn't matter if you're a U.S. citizen. It doesn't matter if you were born here. It doesn't matter if you had paid all your taxes. You will not be allowed on U.S. soil if your COVID test is positive. Now, some of you are like, well, okay, I feel fine. I'll make sure I don't get sick. I'll have my vaccine. Do you know if the vaccine makes you 100%? Do we know if the vaccine will prevent you from showing up positive on a COVID test? What we do know about the vaccine is it's supposed to be, if you do it right and take your two shots, supposed to be close to 95% effective for the Moderna, 95% for Pfizer, effective against you getting severe COVID infection. That's not implying that you won't get COVID. It's just the vaccine's job is to make sure you don't have severe COVID. So you could still get exposed to a coronavirus, and it might be the coronavirus 19. It could be one of the mutant strains. Remember, you're going out of the country. And again, I don't want to depress any of you, but for those of you that are, you know, polishing off and dusting off your passports, you might need to kind of think about that. And then you might want to have some extra money because you might be stuck for a while in this foreign country. Now, I like to take it a step further. I hate to, you know, think ill of people, but what if there's a country that hasn't really had a lot of tourism? And all of a sudden, here's you and a family of 7 or 8 that are coming out there. You guys are Americans. You guys look like you have some money. And again, I don't know where people would go, and I don't know which country would be unethical and do this, but wouldn't it be in their best interest for you to stay, have to spend more money? It's not in their best interest if they have to put you up for free. But if there's some places that are like, nah, you got to find a hotel, and you're just going to have to eat here, and you're going to have to, you know, buy more clothes, buy more toiletries. If they don't have a lot of tourists, they're sure going to make some money with Americans being stranded on their island or in their place. And again, I don't want to accuse anybody of doing that, but these are some things that you need to think about before you get out there and travel. And, you know, I wish I had an answer. I wish I knew why these COVID tests are so inconsistent. We have people with COVID, maybe 3 family members with COVID, and 1 in the house testing negative. And the one that's testing negative is the one with the majority of symptoms. I can't answer that. I can't. We have people showing up positive for COVID with no symptoms, and the ones who have the symptoms negative in the family. I can't answer it. And so, for somebody like me who's a workaholic, if I'm going to be taking this trip, I mean, I need to get back exactly when that plane says they're going to let me back in, and then I need to work the next day. And if I'm being told, or I have somebody in our party that's COVID positive, I'm not going to leave them. So now we're all going to be stuck. So I'm a little frustrated that, you know, these are kind of some of the new developments. I get it. As a physician, you don't want somebody coming on a plane with COVID. So I get that. But a lot of you guys kind of moved your travel to the spring. So think about it. And if you think that isn't going to happen interstate, it might. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A deputy with the Sacramento County Sheriff's Office is dead following a car chase Monday night that ended with a shooting outside the Cal Expo racetrack. Another deputy was shot and is recovering at the hospital, and a canine dog was also shot and killed.
The officer that was killed is a six-year veteran. He leaves behind a wife and an infant child.
Sheriff Scott Jones goes on to say the incident began with an attempted traffic stop a little after 10 p.m. Pacific on Monday. After crashing his car, he refused to get out. The canine handler then deployed the dog to try to get the driver out of the car. That's when the suspect shot and killed the dog and then began firing on deputies who returned fire. The suspect, a parolee, was shot and killed. Former Attorney General William Barr reportedly dismissed President Trump's claims that the 2020 presidential election was stolen. During that meeting in the Oval Office, Barr reportedly told the president that his theories about the election being stolen were BS. USA Radio News. As Washington, D.C. looks more like a war zone than an inauguration because of what the FBI calls internet chatter, state capitals should also heed the warning. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
The nation's capital is on lockdown as Washington, D.C. prepares for Wednesday's inauguration, but some security experts are warning that state capitals across the country are at more of a risk for violence than the nation's capital. Former FBI Assistant Director Chris Swecker tells Fox News that the state capitals could be the softer targets for those intending on committing violence on Inauguration Day.
I'm more concerned, really, about what's happening in our nation's capital, the capitals of the states, the capital cities. I think those are going to be the softer targets for people who don't want to travel to D.C., understand that it's buttoned down. And then that is a hit-or-miss proposition when it comes to the police departments and whether they're enabled and funded and capable of dealing with that kind of problem.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're hearing that there were workers in China that were trapped for a week in a gold mine, and they're alive. Chinese state media says 12 out of 22 workers trapped for a week are alive. Oh, not all of them, maybe. As hundreds of rescuers are trying to seek to bring them to safety. The Xinhua News Agency said Monday, a note passed through a rescue shaft Sunday night reported the fate of the other... reported what happened, but the fate of the other 10 remain unknown. I apologize, there's some typos in this article. They say the handwritten note said four of the workers were injured and that the condition of the others was deteriorating because of lack of fresh air and an influx of water. So rescuers are right now drilling a channel, a new channel at the site of the gold mine that had exploded. This was in Kizia City, China, and I apologize if I'm mispronouncing that. They say managers of the operation were detained after they failed to report the accident for more than a day. The mine in Kizia, a jurisdiction under the city of Yangtai in the Shandong province, had been under construction at the time of the blast. The blast occurred back on January 10th. More than 300 workers are seeking to clear obstructions while drilling a new shaft to reach the chambers where the workers were trapped, and they have to expel the dangerous fumes that are building up and the carbon monoxide and all that. So they are keeping on with rescue efforts. They say we have hope. Thank you. And China's mining industry has a reputation for allegedly skirting safety requirements amid massive demand for coal and precious materials. They say increased supervision has reduced the frequency of accidents. They used to lose about 5,000 miners a year. They say two accidents in the southwestern megacity of Chongqing last year killed 39 miners. So the central government had to order a huge safety overhaul. Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people get very, very frustrated with our country, but I have to tell you, I think have a lot more safety protocols than others, and maybe we have too much bureaucracy, but when you look at what's going on in, when you look at what's going on in China and what's going on in Russia and all that, I mean, they still have it more strict than us. So I think that we, are and still doing as good as we can. But unfortunately, the mining industry is pretty damn dangerous. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. MyPillow is back in the news. And this is very interesting. Mike Lindell is MyPillow CEO, and he is probably a brilliant marketer in terms of making the commercials and, getting companies to play the commercial, and then they get a bonus or a commission, and he's been able to have one-on-ones with President Trump, and so he's a huge supporter, but now the cancel culture is going after him. So Mike Lindell, MyPillow CEO, says that his products have been dropped by major retailers like Bed Bath & Beyond and Kohl's after his repeated false claims of voter fraud in the presidential election. Lindell told NBC Minnesota affiliate Care on Monday that HEB stores, HEB stores, Wayfair, Canada's Today Shopping Choice channel had all stopped selling his products. Now, MyPillow is based in Chaska, Minnesota. And he, from what I understand, built this company from scratch. He makes pillows and bed toppings and, I don't know much about his products, but I do see him a lot on TV. And so from a marketing standpoint, I think he, is pretty skilled in that respect. And people seem to like his pillow products. But I bring this up because one of you had written me about how you had multiple posts on Twitter and Facebook, discussing the allegations in your neck of the woods on voter fraud, and you've erased them all, and you're worried that somebody is going to come back and get you for having shown concern and spoken about it, but you were just told what you were told in the news. And this is, it's the issue is supposed to be a dead issue now with, was there fraud in the election, but it's not a dead issue. And for half the country that wants to know what happened when they didn't get a ballot, or they got two ballots, or they saw what they saw in their neck of the woods, or saw the reports, and, they talked about it. I talked about it. We all talked about it. Liberal media talked about it, too. This person claimed this. This person saw this. There were videos all over the place. And so, I don't know much about what's happening to Mike Lindell and the MyPillow CEO and, how involved he was in politics. But for those of you concerned that the cancel culture might affect you because you were concerned and alarmed by what you heard or might have seen during the election, it is a scary time. And I know many of you ask me medical questions, but more of you are asking me about, the anxiety of being on one political side in a time when it's not popular and possibly dangerous to be on another political side. And by danger, you know, whether it means you getting beat up in a parking lot, which hopefully won't happen, you know, like it has in the past, or you losing your job, you know, this is a real scare. And I don't know what to advise you. I'm just as shocked. You know, many of you have asked, you know, can I help? Why don't I say more? I don't know what to say. I'm in shock. I've never seen this before. I've never seen, you know, just a complete trying to erase or, you know, wash out or silence. And it does make me nervous being in the media. In the media, we have a responsibility to give, to provide good ethical journalism and to not spread rumors or spread false stories. All right. I mean, if you are going to listen to my show, if you are going to listen to MSNBC, you're going to listen to Fox News, we have a duty to report the facts. Now, unfortunately, news has changed the facts where somebody could say, oh, you know, the COVID vaccine is so dangerous or the COVID vaccine is so safe. Well, that's an opinion. You just put an opinion. When you use an adverb in there, you're opinionating it. When you say the COVID vaccine has, you know, as reported this many allergic reactions compared to this many people taking it, so the percentage is 0.00009. It's dry. It's not the most exciting way to give a headline, but at least it's not injecting opinion. So for those of us in the media that had people report that they never got a ballot or they got multiple ballots or, you know, there are people reporting this and signing affidavits, we're allowed to report it. Just like you, you know, if you, you know, heard something or saw something, you're allowed to. You have freedom of speech. But it's taken a new step. And I told you guys early on in my show, you know, I was taught as a young kid, never talk about politics and religion. I do it a lot because, you know, I like to pray. I'm pretty religious in my own right, but compared to the religion, I'm still, I have a lot more to go. I can't even be considered orthodox by any means because I, you know, I every now and then I like a hamburger. But, yes, I have had some Canadian bacon in my time, so I do not get to call myself very religious if I've eaten pork. But, you know, your social media, I believe, is going to come back and haunt you for any reason, whether it's politics, whether it's somebody seen that you used false eyelashes, right? You know, and you were trying to act like those were your real eyelashes. If there was somebody else in a reflection of your sunglasses that you might have been hanging out with that the spouse didn't think you were, your social media just seems to be the death of us, figuratively. And I believe it's going to take, unfortunately, you know, an individual getting destroyed or their career destroyed to realize that social media should not be as pervasive in their lives. And that would be my advice to you all. Right? You know, just because employers and new and recruiters watch your social media to see if they want to hire you. And unfortunately, it could prevent you from getting a job and then eating and feeding your family. It's sad. 1-877-DOC-LA.
I'm a walking in the rain.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many
many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please keep your questions coming and your calls coming at 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-362-3254. Okay, so, you guys have seen the commercials for Peloton. I've been seeing the Peloton commercials now for about a year or two. We heard that Joe Biden might not be bringing his Peloton bike to the White House. So they were talking about Peloton and Joe Biden the other day. And there's been some debate on which is a better fitness regimen for you. Getting up and going to the gym and getting out there to the gym, or doing your home workout app stream at home like Peloton. And so as a physician who has worked out at the gym and loved my gym membership, still have access to a gym, I, over the years, bought home equipment. Peloton, I believe the bike is like $1,800. I think you could do payments. And then I think you still have to pay like $30-$40 a month for the subscription. And I don't know how long you have to commit. So what's been happening is after COVID, the gyms, and boy, are these gyms beautiful. The huge real estate and the air conditioning and all the supplies and all the equipment and all the staff. It got kind of expensive, right, for gyms to still stay open and only be operating at 25% capacity. If you were addicted to working out at the gym, and when I was a very avid gym goer, I mean, it would be 2 in the morning. If I didn't do my workout, I'd get there at 2 in the morning. So I kept it up. Until I went away to medical school and I worked while going to medical school, I was at the gym every single day. I wouldn't miss one workout. And it wasn't because I paid for the membership. It's just when you work out, you basically, you can't end your day if you haven't done certain things. Right? You don't end your day without brushing your teeth. You need to make sure you still got your workout in. So that's how I would do it. And I loved going to the gym because it was away from the home. You were, you know, around other people. It got you pumped up. When you, you know, felt like you wanted to be a weenie, other people are kind of watching you. So you're like, you know what, I'm going to, you know, pump a little bit more iron, or I'm going to, you know, do another 20 minutes, or, you know. And so it working out with other people and being around others that are more athletic and more exercise prone got you moving. With COVID, however, we were blocked from going to the gyms. And, you know, with everything going on with COVID and the restaurants and, you know, the churches and all that, the two industries that got hit the hardest, maybe not financially, but long term, is churches, clergy, temples, mosques, and gyms. And the reason why is there's habit. There's a process you go through. And so, I mean, you know, for me, I never missed High Holy Days. High Holy Days, you go to temple. That's just what you do. This was the first year where we skipped it. We did Zoom. You know, once you start to skip your church or temple attendance, it's a lot easier to do because you're like, wait a second. You know, the lightning bolts didn't come from the sky. Hey, you know, looks like it's okay if I do miss one once in a while. And you start to break that habit. Same thing with gyms. I mean, you know, for those of us that are like, you have to go, you have to go. All of a sudden, you can't go. So Peloton, which has been around for a little while, was able to explode. And they're like, look, if you got to be home and you still need to do your workout, we will provide a virtual experience. Now, these standalone gyms or these brick-and-mortar gyms are doing the same. If you're a part of our gym membership, we will have live streaming classes so you could do it home. And I think there's also something called the mirror. There's some app or something where you have a mirror and you're working out in front of the mirror. There's tons of apps. There's Apple Fitness, Daily Burn, Core Power, Glow, which I think is like yoga. There's like yoga. So there's now a huge industry that has grown from COVID is the at-home streaming workouts. Now, which is better? So, you know, for me, I stopped going to the gym. I still go to the gym, but I stopped the religiousness of it when I was in medical school. And then, you know, when I got married, I immediately bought a treadmill at the house. And then I think I also bought like a stair stepper or an elliptical. And I knew I would be so busy, and I had moved to L.A., to finish my last year of medical school. I'm like, look, I don't have time or money for a gym membership. I want to be able to work out first thing in the morning or whatever. So I bought a piece of equipment, and I found having the equipment at home was amazing. And I know a lot of people use their equipment for laundry. I don't. I still use my equipment every single day. I've changed it out when it died or, you know, and I know it doesn't look like I work out all the time, but I do. I work out every day. So I have weights at home. I have the yoga mat, and my day doesn't end if I haven't done certain workout. And so when I also found out that I wasn't getting enough vitamin D, I started doing, I used to run, so I got back outside. And so it's tricky because, you know, I want people to do outdoor exercise. I think outdoor exercise is some of the healthiest. But if you can't go to the gym, I want you exercising and doing something. So something like Peloton or some of these apps, and I'm not doing a commercial for them, they're not a sponsor, you know, provide that I get to be home, I get to not get exposed to COVID, and I get to work out. I mean, for me, I don't think I ever got sick at a gym. You know, I mean, I remember getting on a piece of equipment that wasn't cleaned off, you know, so I wiped it off and things like that. I mean, you know, when you're young, you're like, okay, I'm not going to get anything from this. But, you know, gyms can be dirty. Now, most of the gyms I see are going out of their way, cleaning after every piece of equipment, separating people, keeping people separated, etc. But I really fear what's going to happen to gyms. Now, for those people that utilize gym memberships, they also did it to meet people. They wanted to be around other people. So you're not going to be able to replicate that with an at-home workout streaming service. But for those people that are serious about exercise and got lost the habit of going to the gym, I would then urge you to get a piece of equipment at the house, and it can't be a piece of equipment in another room. So with my house, and it's not the most decorated, but I have the treadmill smack in the bedroom right in front of the TV. I mean, and in my apartment in L.A., I had it smack in the middle of the living room. And I remember my husband was like, you know, we got to move this because it's, you know, kind of ugly. And I'm like, but if it's not there, I won't use it. If we put the gym equipment off to the side, it's not going to get used. But if I can't watch television without seeing it, I'm going to get on it and watch television while on it. And so, you know, if I like having something for my money. So if you are going to spend a lot of money, I'd rather you have some equipment, and it's a piece of equipment you could use. The other issue I have is many people, when they lose weight or they exercise or they diet, they do all this crash stuff to lose all this weight right away. And it's not something they could do when they're 50 or 60 or 70. They might be able to get away with it in their 30s. But why pick an exercise regimen or a diet that you can't do long term, because you're just going to gain the weight back? That was my issue. I mean, I used to run. I did so much exercise. And when I couldn't keep that up with knee injuries or pregnancy or whatever, then the weight came on. You know, a lot of these football stars, they're overweight, not because they're eating a lot of beer, you know, and chicken wings and popcorn. It's because their exercise regimen was so rigid for so long, that's what their body's used to. And anything pales in comparison. So I want, if you do get a piece of equipment, it to be something that you could do, you know, if you do have a bad back, if you are aging. You know, if you do, so that's why I like the treadmills the best, because at least with the treadmill, you can play with the incline, you can play with the speed. If you feel like running one day, you can. If you feel like walking, you can. You know, but something that you could do, because you have to exercise the rest of your lives. It's not just something you do in your 30s or 40s. 1-877-DIAL-NUMBER.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.